in a lifetime. This is a very young season right now. There's a lot at stake on this football game. But for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Welcome to The Blitz today, live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. We hope you're doing well out there. It is Friday, October 11th, here in the year of our Lord, 2019. And we are just about, 26 hours away from Tennessee football. Once more, here we go again. Here we go again on my own. I realized that I switched up we and I there. See what I did there?
I did.
Thank you. Whitesnake. Ah! Pretty impressed? Come on! I feel like it's one thing to know this song, Here I Go Again. It's another thing for a non-music aficionado like myself to then come out and be like, Whitesnake.
Everybody knows Whitesnake.
What do you mean everybody? Well, I feel like everybody doesn't know Whitesnake. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people in our generation who do not.
Weston, you know Whitesnake?
Yes.
Name me another Whitesnake song.
I cannot.
Oh!
In the dead
Would you have known that before we had said it?
I believe
so. Song Here I Go Again?
I might have had to, you know, search around for a minute in my brain, but yeah.
I know all those, like Whitesnake and Twisted Sister. Like I know all those from the Broadway musical. What was it?
Broadway musical.
Rock of Ages.
Broadway musical.
Rock of Ages is on Broadway. It's pretty good. It's actually great. I don't know why I said pretty good. It's fantastic.
Broadway musical.
What?
Broadway musical.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
I mean, Broadway doesn't have to be like, very like opera-esque or like classical. You can have any kind of show.
I mean, I just kind of expected like a play, like The Lion King or Hamilton, something like that.
They did, I think it's still a play. You know, like Hamilton was mainly the songs only. I think This Way was the same. Anyways. Weston, how you doing?
Doing good.
Brandon, you doing good today?
Doing well.
All right. Rock and roll.
Broadway musical.
Have you ever seen a Broadway show?
No.
Or like an off-Broadway, just some kind of roaming production?
One time. In Chicago.
What'd you see?
I don't even remember what it was called. It was about like the Sun Studios, like Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis. It was about Sun Records. It was okay. It was pretty good.
Okay.
But that's about the only one.
I saw Motown that was kind of roaming around. Sounds kind of a similar alley. That one's pretty cool. Anyways. Well, we are we're here again. We are just a little over exactly one day out from game day. Mississippi State coming into town. Mississippi State 3-2 on the year, 1-1 in the SEC. They started out the season by beating the University of Louisiana At Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns. Then they go and beat Southern Mississippi. Then they lose to Kansas State, 31-24. They beat Kentucky at home, 28-13. And then last week, or excuse me, 2 weeks ago, on the road at Auburn, they lose 56-23, have a bye week, and now come to Tennessee tomorrow. 24 hours out, what are kind of just your beginning thoughts right now?
I don't know. I've gone back and forth. Like, I mean, obviously there's still the, like, you still have the taste in your mouth from Georgia State, BYU, and the beatdown at Florida, the beatdown from Georgia, all that, and the fact that the team is still not very good. I mean, that's still in the back of my mind. I mean, that's still there, but with that being said, you also couple that with the way that they played in the first half last week. Brian Maurer going to be starting, making his second start after he performed well last week. And I don't know where I'm at right now. I don't know where I'm going to go with this game. I could see it going either way. I mean, I think it's going to be a close game. I really do. I've not decided which way I'm going to go yet.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good, you know, initial starting point to have, because you kind of look at where these two teams are, right? Mississippi State has certainly had a better season than us, right? I mean, for their over 500, for crying out loud. They are kind of where Tennessee more or less expected to be, right? I know they played a game less, and that accounted for basically what is a Georgia team, right? But even before the Georgia game, you know, you expected to be around this, or I guess by this game, five games into the season, like, I don't think we would have been too surprised with 3-2, because you would have thought that Georgia and Florida would have been the losses. And then you would have pretty much beat whoever you were supposed to beat. So Mississippi State obviously is in a better position right now so far in the season. But if you kind of look at what they've done so far, like, none of it has been that overly impressive. And if anything, the Kansas State loss, I think, sticks out the most out of the things on their schedule. I mean, they beat the teams, their two first games that they should have beat. But, like, the Lafayette one wasn't really even that much of a blowout or anything. That was just a 10-point game. But I agree with you. On the other side, you know, we've seen a lot of this Tennessee team. And we believe that it can be a little bit different with Maurer as quarterback, and we saw that last week. But is that enough to overcome, you know, what is just a very average, middle-of-the-road SEC team right now?
I don't know. I mean, how does the defense play? That, to me, that's my biggest question. How does the defense play? Because to me, I mean, and I know you're playing, the past couple weeks you're playing Florida, who's a top 10 team, and Georgia, who's a top 3 team. So I mean, you're playing very good teams, and they've made your defense look pretty bad.
Yeah.
With a defense that's probably not very good anyway. This week, and this is kind of the reason why fans and we think we have a chance. I mean, talent wise, you should be on par, if not a little bit ahead of Mississippi State as far as talent goes, as far as pure talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got you. Mississippi State has the advantage when it comes to veteran leadership and players that have been there and been in the system and kind of know what they're doing. But as far as just pure talent, Tennessee should have the edge. Can they put it together? Can they come out? Can Brian Maurer back that performance that he had against Georgia State? Can he back that up with another solid performance against Mississippi State?
Yeah. I think that that's kind of the first person you turn to, right? It's probably Brian Maurer.
Well, I mean, that's who everybody's going to look to. I mean, he's a starting quarterback. And that's where everybody's focus is going to go. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday. I think, to me, it's important for Ty Chandler and Eric Gray and Tim Jordan to carry the load. I mean, if that's me, if I'm calling the plays, I'm getting them the ball a lot, and then hoping that they can kind of – hoping the offensive line can create some running lanes. And, I mean, because, I mean, ideally, you don't want to pass – you don't want to throw it all over the field tomorrow. I mean, ideally.
Well, and I still think that you need the running game in order to be able to even attempt that in the first place.
What were the rushing stats against Georgia? I feel like they did an okay job.
So, rushing versus Georgia, as a team, you had 70 yards.
Oh, I guess.
But hold on.
I guess it seemed better than
if
what
I had
it actually
if I had
was.
Said 100. Would that have been more like what you were thinking about?
Maybe.
Because it breaks down like this. Tim Jordan had 47. Ty Chandler had 38. Garantano had 9. Eric Gray had 5. Brian Maurer had negative 29. So, you know, your running backs about accounted for, I guess you round that up to 50 to 40. So they had about 95 yards or so, give or take, about 90. It's just that your quarterback also lost you 30 in the process on 7 attempts. And I'll be the first to admit, like, I've seen a lot of the game so far, but I didn't watch it live. And so I don't remember all the times that, you know, he was running around the pocket. If a lot of those were, you know, having to be scrambled to take sacks or whatever it was. But your running backs, at the very least, accounted for about 100 between the three of them against Georgia.
Well, I mean, if you can get kind of a similar, I mean, because, I mean, Mississippi State's defense is not going to be as good as Georgia's. That's just, I mean, goes back to what we were saying. I mean, as far as talent-wise. But, I mean, I think Tennessee should be able to run the ball tomorrow. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. I think you're going to have to run the ball. I mean, everybody's putting all their focus on Brian Maurer because he's the starting quarterback. He's the new starter, and then he performed well last week. Everybody's eyes are on Brian Maurer.
Yeah.
But before the season, who are we talking about being the best player, the most important player on this offense? Or some of the most important players? Your two receivers, Callaway and Jennings,
right,
and Ty Chandler. Those are your playmakers.
Yeah.
Those are your guys that you need to get the ball in their hands. And I don't think that's changed. I think you still have to get Ty Chandler involved. And, I mean, we've seen it, and Jeremy Pruitt mentioned it this week. Tim Jordan's a good running back, too. And I think he's probably gonna have a lot to say about tomorrow's outcome. 865-546-8200 to get on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. Give us your thoughts on tomorrow's game. We'll take a quick break.
Wow.
We'll take a quick break. Phil, hold right there. Coming to you on the other side, you listen to The Blitz on Fan Run Radio.
Back here on The Blitz, 10:21 a.m. Here's where as we continue talking about the game tomorrow. Mississippi State, Tennessee. Let's continue that, though, on the phone lines, which you can call by dialing the number 865-546-8200. We'll head over to the hotline right now and take a call from Phil. Good morning.
Found this Rick Butler and Amazing Brandon.
What's up, Phil?
How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good on this Friday.
Sound like Rick's got a little something in his throat there. What's going on?
I do. I'm a little under the weather right now, but the show must go on.
Why'd you stay up with Cody last night?
Yeah, basically.
That says it all right there.
No, it's the first week that the weather decides to not be scorching hot. It throws everything off for me.
Yeah, I guess your body's got to get adjusted to it.
There you go.
Guys, I just don't see Tennessee even having a chance to win.
You know, I don't...
Unless Mississippi State just turns the ball over a bunch.
Phil, I still think, like, we're even getting a lot of tweets right now that are, you know, you guys are crazy, you know, for even thinking Tennessee has a chance to win, you know, Mississippi State by X points. And I, first of all, like, I do agree that Mississippi State's going to win this game. I don't really have a ton of confidence that Tennessee's going to win. However, you know, if you do look at a couple of the X factors, you can say, hey, you know, maybe if that goes right for us and this goes wrong for them, maybe it's at least a lot closer than anybody thought it would be. Or maybe Tennessee has a shot later into the game than anybody thought.
Well, I think it'll be a close game, but I think we don't know how to win. And we'll like the BYU game, you lead the whole game and you choke. And I think that's what's going to happen Saturday.
Yeah, I see what you mean there. You know, like there's this sense of knowing as a team how to close out ball games. And we've really never been there before because our only win came by what seemed like 50 points there at the end of the game.
I mean, the only player we've had in the last few years that go in a game was Josh Dobbs. He's gone.
We got Maurer now, Phil. We got to see what Maurer can do.
Yeah, that's true. At least JG's not behind center. I guess that's one positive aspect about the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I'm choosing to look at it, Phil. I mean, we only get a few of these. I mean, we only get a select number of games a year. And, yeah, we suck. But I think we have a chance, so I'm going to enjoy it. And if it ends up backfiring, and it is what it is.
Just react after the loss, right?
Yeah, and we know what's coming next week. I'm gonna enjoy this week. I don't know if I'm gonna pick us to win or not.
Yeah.
But I do think, like you said, I think we'll be right there in it.
Well, I think it's important to win it because you got Alabama coming up, and you don't win this game, then you're staring at 1-11.
Yeah, I mean, I still think that you're better than UAB, but I mean at that, you're right, Phil. At that point, I mean, you'd be like 1-8. I mean, the team's probably down and out on itself at that point, and who knows what can happen.
Are you and Rick going to be on tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
We will be at leaderboard from 10 to 11.
Really?
Yep.
Well, Rick can't stay up too late tonight, then, can he?
Nope, not tonight.
Absolutely.
Guy, one more thing. I saw where VolQuest and Vol Nation, I was looking on their boards, they're saying that Dylan Cardwell's visiting in basketball tomorrow, and then Jaden Springer's going to make his decision next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard anything about the Cardwell kid, but I knew that Springer, I knew he was going to make, which he visited last week.
Yeah.
And then I knew he was going to be making his decision within the next couple of weeks after his final visit. So.
Oh, this is going to be on national TV.
Well,
y'all might want to look at it and see what the details on it and stuff.
I've got my fingers crossed. You get the last visit, get that last impression in on him. So I'm hopeful for Jaden Springer.
Yeah, and then if he signs, then he's coming in with IMG Academy on I think January the 27th at 2 p.m. IG is playing Catholic, the Catholic Fighting Irish down at Catholic.
Really?
Yeah, and Catholic's got two or three Division I players on their team.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to see if I can find out when he's going to commit. If he's got a, if there's any, as far as like a solid date.
Well, one more thing, guys. I want to commend the ones on the on y'all station who are the hypocrisy of this communist China stuff that's going on.
Yeah, what a
in the NBA.
What a crazy and it's even taking more turns.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's now no media availability whatsoever for the rest of the trip.
Let's just get rid of China's our number one enemy, guys. The sooner we figure that out, the sooner it's gonna get better. See you.
See you, Phil.
Thank you as always.
That whole situation is just totally
It's weird.
It's bizarre.
It feels like it just snapped out of control fairly quickly, too. Like, this is, I feel like now this is so far beyond, you know, the sports world, but that's just, like, where the spark came from, you know? And that's even come from a guy who doesn't know much outside of the sports world, although I don't know much inside of it either, but still. So, Brandon, let me tell you this. So we talked during that first segment about Mississippi State's defense, right? And I went and I tracked down their rushing totals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've given up 790 yards so far through five games, giving up 4.57 yards a rush, 12 rushing touchdowns on the year, 160 total rush yards given up per game, about. So I think that really when I look at that, I'm seeing pretty big numbers, really. 4.57 yards per rush. It's a pretty big number. It's almost half the distance, you know, they're letting up per attempt. 12 rushing touchdowns. That is another big number. You know, through five games, they're averaging a little over two rushing touchdowns given up per game. And then last but not least, 160 yards per game. So I think that if there's an area that you want to try to expose, I think we all love the idea of a new quarterback coming in, getting to finally see some guy for a consistent time period, not just one game, not just a series, come in and take over the quarterback position for Tennessee. I get that we all are there, but I really think that if you want to win this game is about ball control. And this game is about running it, because Mississippi State's not that great at stopping the run.
No, I mean, and they're 12th in the SEC in scoring defense, which I'm not sure where Tennessee ranks. If I had to guess, probably not very well.
No.
But Mississippi State is 13th in total defense. Their defense is not going to – I mean, they're not going to be just absolute juggernauts, and they're not going to be – I mean, you're going to be able to move the ball, I feel like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've not made up my mind yet.
But at the same time, Tennessee's rush defense – I mean, they're saying the exact same thing over there, right? They're saying, hey, they have a new quarterback over there. You know, their fans are starting to get back into the season. But what can they not do? Stop the run. So they're saying the same exact thing that we are over here, right? Ball control wins this game. I think that, you know, if you can get to 150 team rush yards, you should be playing pretty deep into the game, close and in contention to win. But, you know, you also, at some point, you're gonna have to stop their rush defense or their run game, and I feel more confident that, you know, we're gonna have a harder time with that part.
So you're telling me that it's gonna be a shootout?
No,
that's what it sounds like. You're telling me that both defenses suck.
Yeah, but
But
when the whole game is played on the ground, that chews up some clock, you know?
Well, who says we're playing it on the ground?
I'm just saying, if neither team is great at rushing the ball, I think that probably the best game plan for both of them is to keep the ball on the ground, hold on to the ball, and just try to, you know, run the clock out like that. Obviously not run the clock out the whole game, but, I mean, I don't know how anybody isn't chomping their bits when they're playing Tennessee to put the ball on the ground and, you know, see who they can just push out of their way. Because for pretty much everyone so far, it's been relatively easy. I mean, you're giving up 168 yards a game, which again, is only 10 more than Mississippi State is. So I think that both teams should have the same game plan going into Saturday.
Mississippi State is 82nd in the country in scoring defense, Tennessee 85.
Tennessee also 85th in the country in total defense, or yards per game. Coincidence? Do we have a number 85 on the roster?
I don't know. What are you trying to...
Is this maybe that's a good omen, the number 85?
I don't think there's...
Although those aren't good ranks, so...
No, they're not.
No. It's not really what you like to see. We'll take a quick break.
Don't bring me down, Rick.
What?
I am trying to be positive, and I'm trying to talk myself into picking Tennessee tomorrow.
What did I do to bring you down?
Don't bring me down.
What did I do to bring you
You're
down?
You're trying to skew things negatively.
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
I'm giving you it as it is.
Yeah.
Both teams have a hard time stopping the run. Both teams are pretty decent at the run. That's what the game plan probably will be. So you got to believe in your defense to stop them. Something that we haven't seen much. But also, maybe things have changed.
Osiris Mitchell, that's her leading receiver.
That is a super cool name.
Yeah, Osiris. Osiris.
Wow.
Sounds very like ancient Egypt.
Yeah.
It is, right?
I think so.
I don't know. Do I look like a history guy to you?
I think you're right, though. I think it is an ancient Egypt thing.
Yeah. Osiris is the Egyptian lord of the underworld and judge of the dead.
Wow.
Brother husband to Isis and one of the most important gods of ancient Egypt. Look, man, I didn't make the rules. I'm just reading them.
Isis?
The name Osiris is Latinized form of the Egyptian user, which is interpreted as powerful or mighty.
So you said Osiris is who?
The Egyptian lord of the underworld, judge of the dead.
That'd be like if you named somebody Isis. It'd be like if you named somebody Hades. Hey, Hades, what's up? What's up, Hades? Osiris. It's a cool name.
Egyptian lord of the underworld. That's a cool title. Wouldn't you want to be the Egyptian lord of the underworld?
I would
Judge of the dead.
I would not want to be the brother of Isis, though.
No, the brother husband to Isis.
Brother husband?
Yes. Ah!
That's where things get weird.
Ah, is that where we cross the line?
I think so.
That's where we cross the line. We'll see you next segment.
Yeah.
Did you just come to a revelation of some sort?
Yeah.
Sitting over there banging your head.
I got caught up. I forgot to start the
podcast. Oh, this guy. It's okay. It's okay.
I don't know. I want to be positive. There's nothing you can do, nothing anybody can do to bring me down. I'm going to be positive. I think we have a great chance to win tomorrow.
Weston, he's very angry in his positivity, though. Have you noticed that?
Who says that you can't be...
He's very agitated in his positivity.
Who says that you can't be angry and be positive?
I feel like you are riling yourself up right now. I feel like neither one of us are being that negative. In fact, like I feel very kind of sick right now. Like I feel like I'm just kind of monotone. Like I'm not doing anything to instigate some negativity onto your feelings.
It kind of reminded me of Clark Griswold there, you know, just trying to be positive after the Jelly of the Month Club. It's good. It's good. That's what you reminded me of just then, Brandon.
Ah.
I try to model my life after Clark Griswold, great American hero.
Oh, yeah. Which, you know, only about 19 days away from that movie being acceptable.
No. We're not getting into this discussion again. No. I refuse to have it.
Brian, can I just tell you one thing? Just one thing.
Make it quick.
Just one thing.
Make it quick. We got to hit a break.
I have been researching Osiris.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's weird. There's some weird stuff.
Yeah, it's...
He is the most elaborate and influential story, this myth, in ancient Egyptian mythology.
Yeah, no wonder it's weird. It's a religion from thousands and thousands of years ago.
Osiris is the god of fertility, alcohol, agriculture, architecture, the afterlife, the dead, resurrection, life, and, most importantly, vegetation.
Why is that most important?
I don't know. It was last.
Then it's probably not the most important.
Some say the best is always saved for last.
No.
That's you don't
not,
think so?
It's never true.
Do you skip the last chapter of a book?
What about
at
concerts? What?
I said, do you skip the last chapter of a book?
Turn your mic.
No, fair point.
Don't agree with him.
Brandon's going to a concert this Sunday, right? Let's see. Let's see if their fourth song is the big banger of the concert. Let's see if he goes, oh, we're five songs in? Let's leave. The ending's not like, it's not like the end's the most important. We don't need to see the finale, Cody. Let's leave.
You two are a bunch of clowns.
Ah-ha-ha! We're just getting to him.
This is not even close to being comparable.
Huh. Trying to break your positivity using non-Tennessee things.
It won't happen. It will not happen.
I think we're getting close.
No.
I think we're getting close.
Final segment, hour one, coming up.
Back here on the Blitz. 10:51 a.m. I'm sorry, I got caught up. I got in a tangent in my head of what we were gonna talk about here, but I'm thrown off. I'm just gonna go ahead and admit it. I'm thrown off for a minute.
You have to get it together.
I have all these just Egyptian characters in my head right now. I have like 9 pages pulled up on my computer just about all these Egyptian people.
Well, get it together. Okay. We got a show to do.
I know. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. There are so many that you can.
I'm out of it. Get us into a segment, Brandon. Help me out here.
Okay. I mean, kind of short segment here, but positivity, where are you at? I feel like you're
game?
Yeah, I feel like you're not nearly as positive as me.
I mean, like I think I'm positive about the game and the fact
I feel like you were positive all week. And then it comes down to the day before the game and now you're wanting to be negative.
I still don't really know how I'm negative.
Now you're wanting to put the fire out a little bit. You want to pull it back just a little bit. I think that's what you want. You're not ready to commit. You're not ready for the big time.
I'm not ready to commit to a win.
Yeah,
that's probably true. Yeah,
why?
Because I think that Mississippi State at this moment is a better football team. They might not have as talented individual players, but I think they are a better football team than Tennessee is. And I still think there's a lot of glaring problems with the team just as a whole, right? Like I'm very worried about our defense tomorrow, about the defensive line and about the linebackers.
Jim Chaney is gonna make Bob Shoop look dumb tomorrow. Gonna make him look stupid.
Stupid.
Good one. That was a good one.
What? No. No, it wasn't. Why are you hyping Weston up so much?
You're being negative right now. The positive response would have been like very lighthearted. You know, kind of a, that was pretty good. Good job.
You just wait till Chance gets back. I feel like you've had free reign since Chance has been gone.
I do feel like that's also true.
You just wait.
I feel like Weston has like escaped the box this week, and Chance is going to be right back to reel him back in.
Is he going to be like, can you put him back in the bottle once he's escaped?
I guess we're going to find out.
I guess so.
Weston, you got any good stories from yesterday?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
Pretty normal day.
Jay, we got to at this point, like, we got to make sure, right? Because we have no idea what kind of story Weston could come up with any day of the week. I feel like we got to make sure at this point.
He's an interesting cat.
Okay, let me tell you this.
But you don't think that Jim Chaney's going to make Bob Shoop just look dumb tomorrow?
Here's the thing. Like, has Jim Chaney made anybody look dumb yet?
Chattanooga.
But even then, like, you got to... If anybody made Chattanooga look dumb, it was kind of Jeremy Pruitt in the defense.
Negative!
What?
You're being negative.
No, I'm being realistic, Brandon. There's a difference. Look, I think that this is a game where if certain things fall the right direction, Tennessee can be in this towards the end of the game, and they can be in a place where they can be in contention to win. But I don't see that happening right now. I think that you can absolutely put up a fight. I think that you can be in it past halftime, past the third quarter. Think you'll have a good home environment. But I don't know if we can close out the game because we haven't done that all year. We were in a position to versus BYU, but unfortunately we couldn't. We closed out Chattanooga 2 minutes into the second quarter. That game was already closed. And then other than that, you haven't been in a position to. So that is something I worry about. And I would love to see it, but I got to see it to believe it. That's all.
Fair enough, I guess. Negative Nancy.
Clearing my good name here in the first hour of the Blitz. Hour number two coming up. Do not go anywhere. You're listening to the Blitz on Fan Run Radio.